pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for girls basketball. And joining me, head coach of the Ridgeview Raptor girls basketball team, head coach Brian Bodie. And coach, walk us through the recent Western Valley Conference tournament your team competed in, as that encompasses your last three games of the season to this point.
Yeah, you know, going to the conference tournament, it's always nice to just kind of get yourself into that tournament mindset where you get a little bit different atmosphere, and hopefully everyone's starting to play their best basketball. So I thought we competed really well in the tournament and came out actually 2-1. We lost our first round matchup to West Monona on the road down there. Came out well in the first half, and then kind of hit a dry spell in the early third quarter there. And they were able to kind of build a lead that we weren't able to overcome. And, you know, I thought we struggled on the rebound end of it and just gave them too many extra chances to score. And then ultimately we didn't get enough shots up ourselves. But we were able to bounce back with two nice victories over Lawton, Bronson, and OABCIG. Thought our kids just really did a really nice job of, you know, taking care of the basketball. I thought our defensively, our pressure was able to create a lot of turnovers. And got us going in some good rhythm. In both of those games, you know, build a nice lead in the first half. Second half, we kind of let those kind of close back down there. But just really happy with the way the girls approached that conference tournament and, you know, met our goal of having the 2-1 record in the conference tournament there and saw some good things from a lot of the girls. You know, Reese Hawthorne had a really nice job of just being more aggressive with the basketball and attacking the basket. Madison continues to play well and shooting the ball well from the perimeter as well as attacking the basket. And then defensively, I thought our effort from all of our girls, Maya Hennington has done a really nice job, giving us some great minutes on the defensive end. Alyssa Beatty has stepped up for us and just made some tremendous growth this year. Faith Freeze, another senior for us, has given us valuable minutes. You know, I just think all of our girls as a whole continue to get better and better each week and each night out.
Talk a little bit about maybe the challenge or the uniqueness of playing OABCIG a third time. You beat them obviously the first two times, and then would beat them into in the tournament as well. But talk a little bit about that. I mean, that's got to be an interesting game to set up for coach for strategize for, having played them twice already prior to that third meeting.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's always interesting the first time you play them. It's usually a non-conference matchup. Obviously, it's important, and it's important to our rivals and things like that. But you're also trying to figure out, you know, a game plan that you think is going to work, but also understanding that what works the first time might not work the second or eventually the third time either. So, you know, you do find some things that work well, and you understand things that you have to adjust. And I thought one thing that we did adjust was we used our defensive pressure to turn them over and to get our offense going. And I thought that was really the difference maker in the first two matchups compared to that third matchup was us being able to supply some defensive pressure. And then really, to be honest, I thought we shot the ball much better the third game than we had the first two times against them. So a combination of our defensive effort and shooting the ball better obviously was the really tail difference there in those three matchups.
Chatting with head coach Brian Bodie of the Ridgeview Raptor girls basketball team. And now, coach, give us some of your thoughts. The regional pairings have come out now for the girls' side of things. You guys are in Class 2, Class 2A Region 7. You get that first round bye, and then you take on MVAOCOU. Give us some of your thoughts on that particular matchup and then what you were seeing as a collective in the region. Central Lyon, Hinton, and Kingsley Pearson, the other top seeds in Region 7.
Yeah, certainly, you know, MVAO, COU is certainly a team that we're familiar with and have seen quite often throughout the year. Obviously, we had a one matchup with them this year during the regular season. We've seen them play a couple times just on the road. We've gone down and watched them play. You know, they're a becoming to be more of a veteran team. You know, last year they were young but very athletic. You know, they played a lot of basketball throughout the summer, and now they've gotten really used to playing with each other and just do a really nice job of kind of playing off each other in a sense, and that everybody kind of understands their role. So they've got an inside game with their post players, but they can also spread you out and shoot the ball from the perimeter. You know, and then defensively they're just kind of throwing bodies at you all over the place. trying to create some chaos and get you to turn the ball over or rush your shots, and so they can get out and play in transition. So, a matchup that, we're going to have to definitely play better than we did the time before. And we feel that they played a really good game against us, and we maybe didn't come with our best game. So hopefully here at tournament time, we'll kind of amp up our readiness and be ready to go for that game. But understand that's the postseason, and we're excited about the opportunity to play again against a good quality opponent, and hopefully see ourselves down the tournament trail running into those other teams that you mentioned too. So I think our region is very competitive. I think Central Lyons is a very difficult team and a very well-known powerhouse team. Hinton and Kingsley Pearson will each present their own unique challenges and have tremendous athletes and have been very successful basketball programs in the last couple of years. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and we know that every game throughout the tournament gets a little bit harder each round. So we'll take it one game at a time, and we'll see where the chips will fall.
Speaking of one game at a time, you've got your matchup tonight at Storm Lake St. Mary's. Last question here for you, Coach. Give us some of your thoughts on this matchup and what your team will need to do to finish the regular season with a victory before matching up against Storm Lake later in the week.
Yeah, biggest thing is we have to come ready to play. Monday games are always difficult. It seems like you don't always have, the days to prepare for. But, we have to make sure we're ready to play coming off the bus there. And then just understanding that defensively, how can we move the ball around to make them move in space and allow those lanes open up where we can drive, or get open shots and then be able to rebound to get second chance opportunities. And then defensively, if we can use pressure to create turnovers to allow ourselves to get into a faster paced offense to get some easy buckets, that'll certainly help us set the tone early and then hopefully be able to just build on that as the game goes along.
All right, Coach. Sounds good. Thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. Appreciate the coverage.
And that was head coach Brian Bodium, the Ridgeview Raptor girls basketball team. Pregame coverage continues right after this on Mix 101.7.